This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with commodities on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn finished at 375.5, down 3/4. March corn finished at 382.25, down 1. And May corn finished at 391.75, also down 1. Beans were lower. January finished at 907, down 13. March finished at 920.5, down 12.75, and May finished at 933.25, down 12.5. Wheat, on the other hand, finished higher, with December finishing at 527.75, up 12.5. March wheat finished at 536, up 9.5, and May wheat finished at 541.75, also up 9.5. Soybean meal followed soybeans, going lower. December finished at 309.40, down $1.40. January soybean meal finished at 308.50, down $4.10. And March soybean meal finished at 312.90, down $3.70. Soybean oil was just a tick lower. December finished at 28.64, down 16 cents. January soybean oil finished at 28.83, down 21 cents. And March soybean oil finished at 29.09, down 20 cents. At this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for yesterday's cash grain reports.
This is Thursday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Thursday afternoon. Today we had the classic buy the rumor, sell the fact, which put minus signs on soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at 336 to 364. Soybean bids were down 15 to 17 cents at 815 to 839. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny lower at 340 to 363. Soybean bids were down 10 to 13 cents at 835 to 882. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly a penny lower at 337 to 372. Soybean bids were down 9 to 13 cents at 832 to 866. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 13 to 15 cents lower at 857 to 892. Basis was steady to down 2 at 50 under to 15 under the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 285.50. The 302.50, down $4.10 a ton, with basis unchanged to 2300 to 6 under the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at 360 to 376, with basis steady to down 1 at 2400 to 8 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted it produced the corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at 354 to 364, with basis unchanged to down 1 at 30 under to 20 under the March. Soybeans ended down 13 cents at 847 to 856, with basis steady at 60 under to 50 under the January. New crop wheat prices were 9 cents higher at 513 to 523, with basis unchanged at 3500 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bid steady to 3 cents higher at 382 to 383. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 11 to 13 cents, with quotations at 877 to 882. Soft wheat closed up 9 cents at 560 to 561. Milo ended the day down a penny at 394 to 399. Contract bids for producers for January delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 340 to 366. Soybeans at 822 to 852. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 344 to 367. Soybeans at 845 to 882. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 347 to 378. Soybeans at 845 to 876. And June-July wheat at 504 to 542. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle finished mixed, but mostly lower, with December finishing at 119.45, up 32 cents. February live cattle finished at 122.85, down a nickel. And April live cattle finished at 124.80, down 10 cents. Feeder cattle were higher. January finished at 147.97, up 40 cents. March feeder cattle finished at 145.92, up 65 cents. And April feeder cattle finished at 146.50, up 90 cents. Lean hogs were mixed but mostly lower. December finished at 54.80, up 7 cents. February hogs finished at 64.82, down 87 cents. And April lean hogs finished at 70.35, down $1.60. We'll move on to your cash livestock numbers from the Illinois and U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was unchanged in a range of $42 to $47.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $46.42. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 32, 4 to 500 pounds at 26 to 35, 5 to 600 pounds at 29 to 38, over 600 pounds at 32 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and gilts at the country buying points are steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 27 to 34. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gilts have totaled 19,629. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at $187, heifers on a live basis traded at $117. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 243 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $73.17, which was 73 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $212.47, which was 22 cents higher, with select carcasses at $201, which was 57 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000 compared to 121,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 476,000 compared to 471,000 for last week and 465,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Schuyler Livestock Auction result, special feeder cattle sale in conjunction. Total receipts of 840 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold 50 cents to $2 higher. Slaughter cows sold 5 to 10 lower. Slaughter bulls traded mostly steady. Trade was active with moderate to good demand. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 109 to 115.50. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 109 to 115. Slaughter cows with average dressing breakers sold in a range of 37.50 to 47.50. Boners sold in a range of 35 to 44.50. Lean sold in a range of 25 to 30.50. Slaughter bulls sold in a range of 57.50 to 72. Feeder steers large 1-2, 1 head with an average weight of 345 and an average price of 161. 13 head with an average weight of 419 and an average price of 168.71. 40 head with an average weight of 525 and an average price of 158.41. 71 head with an average weight of 634 and an average price of 145.93. 38 head with an average weight of 719 and an average price of 135.02. 1 head with a weight of 845 and a price of 106. Feeder heifers large 1-2, 2 head with an average weight of 270 and an average price of 130. 10 head with an average weight of 368 and an average price of 138.18. 13 head with an average weight of 477 and an average price of 138.41. 80 head with an average weight of 570 and an average price of 134.19. 61 head with an average weight of 614 and an average price of 134.57. 2 head with an average weight of 828 and an average price of 102.96. Feeder bulls large 1-2. 6 head with an average weight of 332 and an average price of 154.62. 6 head with an average weight of 418 and an average price of 147.49. 9 head with an average weight of 515 and an average price of 136.78. 5 head with an average weight of 639 and an average price of 115.02. 2 head with an average weight of 755 and an average price of 103. 9 head with an average weight of 1,000 and an average price of 90. Bred cows, medium and large, second stage young, 3 head with an average weight of 1135 and an average price of 785. 2 head with an average weight of 1212 and an average price of 637.73. Bred cows, large, second stage middle-aged, 4 head with an average weight of 1379 and an average price of 616.23. 1 head with a weight of 1735 and a price of 700. Bred cows, small, third stage young, 3 head with an average weight of 838 and an average price of 350. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
China is officially buying U.S. soybeans again, which is good news for American agriculture. This week's purchase amount was one for the record books. A Farm Journal report says the latest U.S. soybean export sales report from the USDA shows that China bought 1,130,000 metric tons of soybeans. To give that amount some perspective, it's the ninth largest one-day purchase in the last decade. It's also the biggest Chinese soybean buy in the past 4 years, and is also the biggest Chinese soybean buy of this year so far. President Trump told Reuters that they're buying tremendous amounts of soybeans. They're definitely back in the market. Reuters says it seems to affirm the trade truce that the U.S. and China reached on December 1st. We still don't know if China's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans and other farm goods will be dropped as part of the temporary truce. There's also no word on whether or not the countries can resolve the longer-term disputes, including forced technology transfers and intellectual property theft, within 90 days. That's when President Trump said the additional tariffs will go into effect and the trade war will resume. 2018 will go down as one of the dairy industry's most trying times. Farmers across the country have been faced with very difficult business decisions, either incurring additional investment to expand, or in many cases, closing altogether. We hear from industry veteran Mike Hutchins in this report from Holstein Association, USA. Miles Ramsey has more.
The U.S. dairy economy has experienced its share of challenges in recent years, with many farmers left holding their breath about what the future may hold. Mike Hutchins of the University of Illinois spent his career working with dairy producers and shares his insight on the current state of the business.
We usually have what we call a three-year cycle. Well, it looks like we're going to have at least a five, if not a six-year cycle, or will it cycle at all? And so certainly farmers are leaving the dairy industry. In Illinois, it's 8.9% left in the last 12 months, and that's also true here in Wisconsin, Minnesota. The number we hear there is 2.5 farms each day are leaving the dairy industry.
In times like these, Hutchins says every penny and every pound counts. He recommends looking first at the dairy's number one expense, feed costs.
First one is cost per pound of dry matter. In Illinois, that's around 9 cents per pound of dry matter. What is it on your farm? Feed cost per hundredweight of milk. Like to be under $6. That relates to both feed cost and milk production. Third one is income over feed cost. And of course, we'd like to be over $12 if we could. Right now, it's at $10. So that's the squeeze.
When it comes to production, it's total pounds of milk components that can make the difference in the next milk check.
We're paid primarily in the Midwest and other milk markets pounds of fat and pounds of protein. Nutrition has a major impact on that. So do we develop rations that raise butterfat test and protein because that increases my milk check? And I can do that sometimes with quality forages, certain feed additives, or certain levels of starches and sugars in the feeding program.
Dairy cows can also be genetically equipped to produce more pounds of components, which is where registered Holsteins top the list.
I think the Holstein breed is going to bring certainly pounds of solids, and that's kind of where a lot of the industry is going to go. We're seeing less fluid milk being consumed. We're looking more at cheese and butter and ice cream and products like that. So the Holstein breed has a unique ability to max out that number right now. Even though the Jersey breed may have higher concentration, it's the pounds of product that's going to be really important.
Visit HolsteinUSA.com to learn more about the Holstein breed. For Holstein Association USA, I'm Miles Ramsey.
Thank you, Miles, and thank you to our nation's milk producers who, like many in agriculture, are navigating through these tough times. Back here locally, students at Alton High School found external support as they utilized robots to improve skills in science and engineering. The Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, recently awarded a one-time $5,000 grant to the Alton High School Robotics to support their first robotics activities and encourage local students who participate in the program. AHS Robotics, with support from the Monsanto Fund grant, will help aid FIRST Robotics and its education programs and competitions. FIRST enables teams of students to compete with others in building, designing, and programming their own robots to perform pre-assigned tasks, giving young students a chance to get involved with real-world engineering. Monsanto Fund's sponsorship of FIRST robotics teams continues the nonprofit's support of programs that improve STEM education. Over the past 5 years, the Monsanto Fund has contributed over $40 million to STEM outreach efforts. The Litchfield FFA chapter is partnering with the Illinois Foundation FFA, business owners, caring individuals, sponsoring committee volunteers, and agriculture teachers to conduct a statewide collection drive. This year's goal for the drive is $375,000 and will support leadership, career development, and recognition programs at the chapter, section, district, and state levels. The Illinois Foundation FFA funding directly supports the future of the Illinois Association FFA and its members by assisting with leadership conferences and camps, supervised agriculture experience grants, plaques, and monetary awards for proficiency awards. Additionally, it provides financial support to the state FFA convention, state officers, career development events, and state FFA degrees. The Illinois Foundation FFA is one of the oldest continuously operating 501c3 nonprofit FFA foundations in the United States. The organization asks for support by providing a tax-deductible contribution this year. To support the FFA programs that prepare tomorrow's agricultural leaders, food producers, food processors, and natural resource stewards, please send contributions by January 18, 2019. They may be payable to the Illinois Foundation FFA and mailed to Litchfield FFA, 1705 North State Street in Litchfield, 62056. Online donations may be submitted at www.IllinoisFFAFoundation.org/donate. And for more information about the foundation and sponsorship opportunities, please visit www.IllinoisFFAFoundation.org or email them at info@IllinoisFFAFoundation.org. Continuing with FFA news, on Tuesday, November 20th, six members of the Nokomis FFA chapter competed in the Section 19 Agronomy Contest. The contest is based around a variety of different identification tests. The members were tested on their knowledge for classifying and judging crops, weeds, machinery, soils, as also an overall written test. Agronomy is one of the largest competitions that the FFA organization conducts. There are many opportunities and connections which are now open to these kids to help them in their future. The six members as a team won first place in the section. The six members also won individually, and they are as follows. Cody Nodal, who placed first, Brandon Kaiser, who placed second, Ethan Nodal, who placed fifth, Caden Reynolds placed 11th, Cade Tester placed 18th, and Keith Carlock placed 21st. The Section 19 Agronomy Contest was held in correlation with Section 21, who had the contest at Lakeland Community College in Mattoon. And one more reminder for you, your next chance to win a $20 gift certificate brought to you by the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers will be at 10:30 this morning after the commodities here on WSMI, AM and FM. That's all I have for your Friday morning. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.